Music, food, and games flood the Haines Fairgrounds for the 47th Southeast Alaska State Fair, and Skagway works toward construction of a walkway along Pullen Creek. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haines welcomed musicians, vendors, and visitors from around the state and country for the 47th annual Southeast Alaska State Fair last weekend. The four-day festival is one of the biggest events of the year for Haines. It features fair essentials, fried food, a carousel, and a Ferris wheel, but there are also unique offerings like the Fisherman's Rodeo, puppet shows, and a climbing wall, which volunteers completed just in time for the fair. Here's an audio postcard from the weekend's events.
Oh, I'm CJ. That's Cindy Jones. And I am volunteering at the High Striker from the Hammer Museum. So it's perfect. Perfect day for the fair. Just from where I'm standing, which is at the very back of the fairgrounds, I am looking at the ticket booth, which you can get tickets to do the High Striker. And the Ferris wheel's going round and round.
Yeah, we have four kids here. Four of them on the Ferris wheel right now. I haven't been here to the fair since I was a kid, probably a teenager, so it's fun to bring the kids back, run around.
And the merry-go-round's going round and round.
Jim Stanford, and I run the merry-go-round. It's fantastic. I love every minute of it. The expression on the kids' faces is priceless.
And there are people on the climbing wall.
Lots of kids are like, I'm coming to conquer my fears, and, you know, different funny things like that that are really rewarding to be doing this with. A lot of people are climbing that have never climbed. We had a climb yesterday, this little girl who said, okay, I'm really scared of heights, but I want to do this. And she came one time, and she climbed about halfway up, and she said, okay, that's good. And she left, and she came back like an hour later, and she climbed all the way to the top, rung the bell, and she was so excited, and that was probably the best thing that's happened so far. And going in and out of the barn, I don't know, are there any animals? I haven't been in there yet. There are this year. Great. I haven't been in the barn yet.
My name's Dawson.
And who's this?
This is Bailey, my horse. My goats and my horse, Bailey, Ruby, and Summer, they're here at the farm, at the fair. And I guess they're having a lot of fun. I think Bailey mostly likes it because she gets treats.
And then I'm looking at the back of the food booths. But, you know, I can't tell what's in there, but I sure can smell what's in there. And it smells good.
I'm Sarah Bishop, and my husband, Chorus, and our fantastic employee, Tracy. We are frying up samosas. It's kind of like a fried Indian dumpling. So one of them has potatoes and peas and curry spices. And the other one is a meat one. So it's got beef and lots of warming spices like cardamom and cinnamon and nutmeg.
The stage is up there, and I can't see the musicians through the food booth, but you can hear them, and they've been pretty good.
Old school hand saws with the two people. This is where the crowd really has to get involved, because this is all about, is it all about the push or is it all about the pull? All right, let's go to
I've seen a lot of people that I haven't seen in a long time, and everybody just kind of, you meet up with everybody at the fair. And that's the most fun part. Don't go.
that was an audio postcard from the Southeast Alaska State Fair produced by KHNS News staff. The bands you heard were Polecat, Hillbilly Jean, and Lost Boys of Sitka. And you can see pictures from the fair at khns.org. Haines and Skagway residents who have questions or concerns they want heard by U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will have a chance to talk in person to her staff later this month. Two of Murkowski's legislative correspondents are making mobile office stops in small southeast communities, including Skagway, Haines, Angoon, Hoonah, Gustavus, and Wrangell. Matthew Felling is director of communications for the senator.
The Senate taking a August state work period recess. The Senate will be dark. Senator Murkowski will be around the state meeting with constituents and getting updates all around and trying to get to as many places as possible, but she can't get everywhere in 1 month. And that's why we have the legislative correspondents who are going to be part of the mobile office team to come to some of the communities that Senator Murkowski won't be able to get to.
Murkowski's legislative correspondents will be at the Haines Post Office from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Monday, August 17th, and in the Skagway Post Office Tuesday, August 18th from 10 to 2. People are invited to stop by and voice their questions or concerns to the staff members.
If the person has a question or has a concern and says, I want to make sure you let Senator Murkowski know this, they make a note, they take it down, and then they fill out a complete report at the end of their mobile office tour, and Senator Murkowski looks over those very closely just to get a sense of what people are worried about, what people are concerned about, so that she has the firmest grasp on the concerns of Alaskans.
Felling says Murkowski's staff usually make mobile office trips to smaller towns during the August recess. He says Murkowski herself will also be visiting communities in Alaska during the recess, but her schedule is not finalized yet.
Every year in the August Senate work period, we make use of that time, of that quote-unquote downtime, to not be down at all, but to be up and up back home and listen directly to Alaskans. Because, we're 3,500 miles away, and we want to make sure that we are of one mind and understand exactly where Alaskans are on the major issues of the day. And you can't get that very easily during email as you can in a face-to-face conversation.
Senator Murkowski is running for re-election in November 2016. Construction is expected to start soon on Skagway's Streamwalk project. The Pullen Creek Streamwalk is a proposed 0.6-mile paved walking trail snaking beside the creek from Broadway Dock to the northern end of Skagway's downtown commercial area.
The whole thing is about allowing people to enjoy the creek and the natural features around it without trampling those natural features.
Rachel Ford of the Taya Inlet Watershed Council says she led interested contractors on a tour of the proposed route in mid-July. This week, the council is finalizing the bid process and setting a precise date for construction to begin. The ADA accessible path will feature overlooks and interpretive signage. The signage provides information on the waterway's flora and fauna, as well as historical and cultural uses of the creek. The first phase of the project is from the Broadway Dock to Congress Way. The second phase is planned from Congress Way to 7th Avenue, although negotiations on that part of the project are still underway.
And that has some land routing issues, some private properties in there that we're trying to work out with those property owners if we can put the streamwalk on there or not.
Once completed, the trail will serve as a pedestrian shortcut along the Pullen Creek corridor from the harbor to City Hall or the Skagway Museum. The project is 4 years in the making. It's a joint effort of the Municipality of Skagway and the Taya Watershed Council. 2 years ago, Skagway won a $1.7 million grant from Federal Highways Administration through its Federal Lands Access Program. That amount, plus a $171,000 grant from the National Park Service, will cover the entire cost of the project.
It's really just a kind of a new feature to Skagway that will offer, tourists and residents alike something new to see and walk on.
Ford says the first portion of the Pullen Creek Streamwalk will be ready for use by next summer. For For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.